Stay still and calm all.
Rumor monger Natakari does not have to raise her voice.
Something is happening at the Sanctum Sanctorum in Alexandria.
Obedient in their wisdom, the Black Laws kept their seats, and all tuned in to witness the abomination. The Masons did not. They rushed to him. They planned for this, studied every millimeter of the room, of every room the Porphyrogene enters. Half manned the exit, while the others plunged in a spearhead movement down the center aisle to retrieve him from the podium to their safe custody. The Black Laws rose to block them, not all in one force, just a few, a stand of wardens, individual, but terrible, like breakers in a storm.
You dishonor us, Masons, to think we cannot protect a guest in our own house.
It is our task to move the Porphyrogene to safety during crisis.
You have already failed to protect your own Sanctum Sanctorum. This sanctum...
She gestured to the hall's aged wood.
...remains inviolate.
The Black Law Tribune shot a glance of warning at Jehovah's Utopian Escort II, but the Delians stayed well clear, hollow lemurs and floating fairy lights watching in silence as the Masons faced the noble savages. The Masonic guards halted, though not, I think, for fear of Black Law weapons. These guards of the Porphyrogene were all at least three generations in the Emperor's service. They had not paused nor shuddered when Perry Cray and Ganymede fell through the window at Madame's, nor even when sniper's bullets splattered their ward's brains across his iron father. But they had shuddered when duty's script broke down, as Bridger's potion gave Jehovah life again. And so they shuddered now, as a new transmission leaked from violated Alexandria. Two videos. Cameras from the shore still showed the lighthouse from the outside, where a second black wound had appeared, at the top. A fresh explosion cutting through the gold leaf surface of the tower's crowning ziggurat.